Death toll rises to 10 as Los Angeles wildfires regather strength, more evacuation orders issued. By Simon Kent on January 10, 2025. Wildfires laying waste to vast areas of Los Angeles have now claimed 10 lives and devoured nearly 10,000 structures. With 5 fires still burning Friday as dry desert winds fanning the flames regathered strength. One estimate of the damage and economic loss already caused by the catastrophic fires stands at $135 to $150 billion. The medical examiner's office said in a statement it was notified of the 10 fatal casualties as of 9 p.m. PST Thursday. Identification could take weeks, it said, as the examiner is unable to reach the locations of the deaths due to the fires. The Department of Medical Examiner understands how important it is to identify those lost in the wildfires and is working diligently, while following safety protocols, to provide the information to the next of kin as soon as reasonably possible, the office said. The death toll had been at 5 earlier Thursday. The government has not yet released figures on the cost of the damage or specific totals about how many structures burned. AccuWeather, a private company that provides data on weather and its impact, on Thursday increased its estimate of the damage and economic loss to $135 to $150 billion. Evacuation orders have been issued, affecting more than 180,000 people, with evacuation warnings in place for several zones near the fire. Reuters reports the Palisades fire between Santa Monica and Malibu on the city's western flank and the Eaton fire in the east near Pasadena now rank as the most destructive in Los Angeles history. Together they account for more than 34,000 acres destroyed, or some 53 square miles, turning entire neighborhoods to ash and ruin. The cause of each of the 5 fires is under investigation. UPI reports at least 20 looters have already been arrested, and authorities have requested the state's National Guard to aid local law enforcement. We must stand up against opportunistic people who want to prey on these victims. Los Angeles County will not stand by and allow an already traumatic experience to be further compounded, Board of Supervisors Chair Supervisor Catherine Barger said in a statement. All Los Angeles Unified Schools and offices will be closed Friday, it said in a statement. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.